Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. We are now up to part 10 of our 2015 AVN Awards series. Kind of a landmark, I guess, all 10 of them. We're still only about halfway through the categories. We may have to pick this up a little bit, or maybe just stop talking about other stuff. Not a whole lot of feedback to get to, so we can get right to it. Quick little background, please go back to number one if you haven't listened before. You can find out all about what we're doing. Basically, we're running down the categories for the 2015 AVN Awards. I am a voter, have been for almost 10 years now, been an adult film critic for 20 years now. And we basically are running down the categories, the nominees, some of my thoughts on them. Some of your thoughts on them, what the categories mean, all that good stuff. We are following along. If you want to play along at home, go to avn.com. In the upper right, you'll see their awards link and then categories along the top near the left. We're just about halfway down now. We finished off last time with Best Parody, and now we are into Best POV Release. Please keep in mind as we go over these long lists of nominees that it is a weighted system, so I have to rank them all 1 through 10, 1 through 15. So we do have to watch everything, really consider it, and put it in the right order, because I do think that we could change things by not voting diligently. So I do that. It takes me a long time. It's part of the reason I go over these things with such detail. Some of you are probably thinking these are getting long. Hopefully you're liking them. Feedback, again, like to remind you, feedback, email me, Roger at RogerViews.com, use the feedback button at the bottom, send me a text, send me a tweet, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. Just contact me any way you want, let me know what's good, what's bad. Best POV Release. One of my favorite genres in porn for a long time is the POV style. Guys holding the camera, get a lot of really intimate eye contact and just good stuff. It's also become more popular recently because it's cheaper. Obviously, if you're the director, you're also the male talent. You save that money, and you're shooting one camera, save some time. Not easy to do well. I like POV porn, the really, really great stuff. Going back to Rodney Moore and Seymour Butts and John Stagliano and Mike John, Tim Von Swine, Kevin Moore, a lot of these guys are really, really excellent with the camera, and it's not as easy as it looks. So, Best POV Release, Girlfriend Experience from Porn Pros, Lex's Point of View, Lexington Steel, Manuel Ferrara, Manuel's Fucking POV from Jules Jordan, Mr. Pete's POV 2 from Vivid, Panty Pops 9, Kevin Moore, POV Pervert 17, Mike John, POV Punks 9, Superstar Edition, Burning Angel, a POV Sphinctacular from Lay Wood, Real Amateurs Fuck for Dollars, Team Skeet, Spandex Loads 8, Kevin Moore, 10 Lines 4, Kevin Moore, Tease Me POV from Wicked. You may notice Kevin has himself three titles on this list. Pretty outstanding. All three of his, of course, are a little different. They all have their specific, they're sort of subgenre porn, is what I've been calling that. Obviously, they're in the POV genre, but the panty pops are for people who like to see dudes popping on panties, obviously. Spandex Loads, Girls in Spandex, and 10 Lines, Chicks with 10 Lines. One of my favorite lines, by the way, 10 Lines. Just finished this category last night. I reviewed Real Amateur Fuck for Dollars from Team Skeet, which was shot with a GoPro high above the guy's head, which was very interesting, but I think we lose a little bit of the intimacy and the eye contact with the distance, but it was still pretty good. This is a really good category. Lex's Point of View is really good. Obviously, Lexington Steel is a veteran camera guy, super huge dick. Manuel Ferrar shoots good POV. I like the Mr. Pete POV stuff. I think that's sort of quietly under the radar because you don't think of Vivid when you think of PR POV and Gonzo. So I really like that one. All three of the Kevin Moore movies are good. I think the 10 Lines 4 might be my favorite. Mike John, POV Pervert 17. Tim Von Swine is shooting that stuff now. Mike's POV lines have been my favorite for a long time because they're just basic. It's just good old-fashioned porn, and that really is what I like about it. So that's probably my favorite on that list. Best POV sex scene, the Dr. Horror porn parody. I have not seen that one yet. I did get it, so I need to watch that one. Dress-up dolls from Kevin Moore with Luna Starr. Now, this one here, okay, this is an example. As a voter, my initial thought is it would be very difficult to ignore who the girl is and how much you like the girl. How much you like the scene probably has a whole lot to do with how much you like the girl. And I know that we're supposed to be objective and judge everything the same, and we try and do that, and I think we've talked about that. I try and be really, really fair, but the fact is, excuse me for making a sexist reference, ladies, but your dick is not objective, nor is your vagina, okay? What makes you hard or makes you wet is what it is. You can't help it, okay? If someone just doesn't do it for you, you can't go, yeah, you know, she does, or he does, or this does. And I think that's one of the things that, especially in this one, where you're talking about an individual sex scene. Okay, the Dr. Horror has Ava Deluxe and Richie Calhoun. I like Ava. Luna Starr is on here, Jessa Rhodes, Phoenix Marie, who I like a ton. Lex's point of view, I remember that scene a lot. Annika Albright and Mr. Pete's POV too. Tough to beat because I really like her a lot. Casey Calvert, Gabriella Paltrova from POV Pervert 16 and 17. Like them a ton. August Ames from The Spandex Loads 8. Dillian Harper, 10 Lines 4. Love that girl. Tease Me POV 2 Wicked. Summer Brielle and Kevin Moore. Not a big Summer Brielle fan. So is that a better scene than the other one? I think it's really tough. In this case, Phoenix Marie and Lexington Steel stood out for me this year. I also really liked the Casey Calvert scene from POV Pervert 17. And Veronica Avlov, actually, from POV Sphinctacular from Laywood, one of my favorite scenes as well. So, you know. And then you've got the other thing, My Brother's Point of View from Digital Sin, Dakota Sky and Eric Everhard. If you like POV with the incest genre, fantastic. I like Dakota Sky a little bit too, so you've got that. Best Pro-Am release. We've talked about this in the past. What makes something Pro-Am these days? It's a little difficult to sort of pin it down. Now, the category description that is available over on my ballot says title that involves non-professional performers along with at least one professional performer. And again, I think it gets tough. Back in the old days when video was the only adult entertainment, it was a little easier to see who was pro and who was am because Brand New Girl looked like a brand new girl and she'd never shot before. Now you get a brand new girl with one name and maybe she performed on another website as another name and had her own website under another name, and it's a little tough to decide. But it's still a fun category because at least to me, these are the ones with new girls, or girls who are supposed to appear to be new. In this category, Amateur Introductions 5 and Amateur POV Audition 6 from Amateur Allure, love that stuff. Bang Bus 47, long time series, one of the best. Brand New Faces 43 from Vivid. B-Scow continues to do great new girl stuff. It's one of my favorite series. He's continued it over at Girlfriends. Casting Couch Amateurs 9, College Rules 17. The College Rules stuff, sort of like dorm, the dorm stuff, their dorm, that's all supposed to be college amateurs, and it turns out to be kind of fun. Dorm Invasion 8, First Time Auditions 9, Fucking Amateurs, The Girl I Know 19 from Mofos, James Dean Sex Tapes First Time Pornos, New Girl in Town 16, Raw Talent and Spring Break Fuck Parties. I watched that over the weekend. That was fun. Carmen Caliente, of course, we know, but the other girls all seemed fairly new. I think it depends on what you like. Spring Break Fuck Parties was sort of a wild orgy deal with a bunch of girls and usually one or two guys, amateur looking, a little raw on the camera stuff. New Girl in Town is Porno Dan's live show fun. Come Swallowing Auditions, Amateur POV, and Amateur Introductions. All the Allure stuff has the same look to it, and it's outstanding. I really like that stuff. Brand New Faces 43, another great title. I think it depends on what you like. If you like slick productions and oral sex, the Amateur Allure stuff is impossible to beat. It's impeccable. If you like the traditional reality porn style, Bang Bus is a ton of fun. So is Dorm Invasion, College Rules. All those are fun. If you like just new girl porn, Brand New Faces is still the best series out there. best romance movie. Now, this is its own category because the romance genre has been on the rise. Some pretty good titles. Best romance movie, The Art of Romance 2 from Erotica X, At First Sight from Wicked, Eternal Passions 2 from Exotic X, Haunted Hearts from Wicked, Hustler's True Love Stories 2 from Hustler, The Laws of Love, New Sensation, Love is in the Air, New Sensation, Love Stories 2, Exotic X, The Right Amount of Wrong, Wicked Pictures, Second Chances, New Sensations, The Sexual Liberation of Anna Lee from New Sensations, Star Kiss from Wicked, Summer Lovers from Intimate Encounters, Sweetness and Light, Girlfriend Filmed, and Untamed Heart, Adam and Eve. Still have to watch a couple of these to completely vote, but Second Chances is a really, really outstanding movie. Just in general, a really outstanding movie. I like the Erotic X stuff quite a bit. New Sensations, and you see the categories dominated by Wicked, Erotic X, and New Sensations. Everything other than 1, 2, 3, 4. Four movies are not part of that. I think one of those companies is going to win easily. Best Screenplay, Something I Love. Yes, there are still scripts for porn. Yes, I've written some. Not in a long time, though. Guys, it's been a really long time since I wrote a couple movies for Sin City and Wicked and stuff like that. I was working on some really good stuff with a PR client who has put her comeback on hold for a while. But we will see. I still have some good stuff there. Best Screenplay, Aftermath from Wicked Pictures. If you haven't seen Aftermath, outstanding movie. Really smart, mature script. Like it a lot. Apocalypse X, liked the movie, screenplay not great. Call Me Mother from Forbidden Fruits was okay. I mean, script-wise was okay. Hollywood Babylon was very interesting from Dana Vespoli. Haunted City of Angels from Digital Playground. I have not seen that one yet. I have that one on my desk to watch. The Laws of Love, New Sensation, Lollipop, Digital Playground, Odd Jobs, Wicked Pictures was fun. Jonathan Morgan. Second Chances, Jackie St. James. Really going to be tough to beat. Shades of Scarlet, Zero Tolerance was good. Squatter, James Dean's was very funny. Switch from Wicked, Stormy Daniels. These Things We Do, Girlfriend Films. David Stanley wrote it. That one's really good. Voracious Season 2. John Stagliano and Lee Alexis wrote the script. I really like the script on Voracious more than I like the sex at this point. I like the vampire story. Wet Work from Vivid. Really smart script there, too. Top of my head, Wet Work, Second Chances, and Aftermath at this point would be at the top of my list. Now, Best Screenplay Parody is separated out. Okay. Again, with the parody things, we go back to it. What do you think makes for a good script? Following real scenarios from the original? Taking the original and, in some cases, making it funny when it wasn't funny? When that's done well, I'm really impressed by that. You take a serious movie and turn it into a comedy. I really like it. Mostly, I want it to be entertaining enough for me to want to watch the movie, and you'll see some stuff that's here. 24XXX, it's always going to be first on the list because of its alphabetical properties, but it's really great. The script is really good. It has some action, a lot of humor, more than just a nod to the original. I know some critics don't like that it's a little bit too much of a cookie cutter or a copy, but I really like it. Like the script a lot. Axel and Eli did a great job. 9.5 Weeks was good. American Hustle, XXX. One of the things I liked the best about American Hustle was the script. I think Will Ryder did a great job on that one. Austin Powers, XXX from David Stanley, I thought was very funny. I enjoyed the Austin Powers, XXX way more than the original source material. Barbarella, that's on my list to watch today. Barbecue Titmasters from Burning Angel was good. Cape Fear, I liked a lot. Cape Fear XXX, I really liked the script on that one. Cinderella XXX, Axel Braun, and Mischief Marie, I liked it very much. Dr. Whore, I still have to see that one. Not Jersey Boys, Will Ryder, I liked it. Separate the music out, and I think I like American Hustle better as far as story goes. The script is good and funny, but I like, of the two Will Ryder pieces, I like American Hustle better from a screenplay perspective. Pornucopia, still have to watch that one. Snow White XXX, Axel Braun and Mark Logan, I liked that. Spider-Man 2 was okay, not as good as the two fairy tale movies, I think, for Axel's scripts. This Ain't Girls, from Sir Canterbury was very solid, and Horror of Wall Street is something I still have to watch. So what I'm looking at here so far, 24, Austin Powers, and Cinderella would be my top three in no particular order. Now some of these, just to sort of speed along, best sex scene in a foreign shot production. Again, how much do I like the girls in it? I think it takes a pretty special scene for me to love the scene and not like the girl. There are some of those scenes that I have seen, but in general, you know, at least the stuff at the very top of your list is going to be stuff you really like. On this list, a lot of Dorcel stuff. I'm trying to think of any that I really remember as standing out. Down on Abbey, the Kathy Haven, Emma Lee, and Dimitri Trevelyk scene. I like that. Really hot 2-on-1 in the kitchen. Triple X, Fucktory, the auditions. Marcia Haas and Michael Chapman. I really like her. She's really sexy. Nothing else really stands out here. So I have to watch some more of the Dorcel stuff. Best solo release. All Natural Glamour Girl solos. Beautiful solo. Curvy Casting Couch. That was an interesting addition. To see a BBW title in here is a nice addition. Glamour Solos 2, Hot Bikini Girls, I Love Big Toys 39, Masturbation Moments, Me, Myself, and I, My Gigantic Toys, Naughty Little Masturbator, Self-Pleasure and Sexual Urges, a couple of Abby Winter's titles. Three of those. I like the Abby Winter stuff. That to me is true amateur stuff because we almost never see these girls again. I Love Big Toys from Digital Sin is a very high-end solo stuff with Big Toys. I still have to see more of these, and some of them haven't come in yet, so can't really pick a winner, but I did watch Hot Bikini Girls and liked it a lot. Best solo tease performance, Annika 2, Annika Albright, Danny Daniels, and Carly Montana. That was a nice tease sequence. Asa Gets Wicked, scene 4 was fun. Nikki Benz for Brazzers 10th anniversary. What else? A.J. Applegate's tease from Gang Bang Me. A lot of this, I mean, the Hard X stuff, and used to be Elegant Angel stuff, Digital Playground does nice tease, Digital Sin does great tease. It just sort of depends, again, on the girl, because a lot of it looks the exact same. Adriana Chechik. Here's one that I'm going to watch later today. Girls Kick Ass, Triple X, Porno Jesus, Tiffany Star. So I will watch that specifically for that tease and see. Riley Reed from Sweet Petite. Riley Reed's always good. Best Soundtrack, 9.5 Weeks, Barbarella, Bikini Babes, or Shark Bait. Burning Angel always does awesome soundtracks. Stuff that I would actually listen to. Champagne Showers, Digital Playground, Cinderella from Wicked, Fucking Mystic from Trouble Films. Girls Kick Ass, Triple X, Kalina Ryu, Asian Fuck Doll, The Long Hard Ride, Adam and Eve, Manson Family, Triple X, Will Ryder. Have that here to watch. Not Jersey Boys, Triple X, loved it. Nympho's Wicked Picture, Fatty Rhymes and Dimes, Brian Pumper, Voracious, White Witch. Again, it depends on what you like. The music, everything about Voracious technically is beautiful and perfect. The music is absolutely haunting and fits it perfectly. The music in Cinderella fits everything really nicely. I didn't even notice the music in Kalina Ryu, mostly because I noticed her so much. So, is that a good sign? I guess it's a good thing. Fatty Rhymes and Dimes, that's, you know, solid hip-hop stuff from Pumper. But not Jersey Boys as a porn musical. It was carried by the music. That would probably be my favorite. But again, it depends on what you're looking for here. Time-wise, we're almost at 20. Let's do one more. Let's do Best Special Effects. Aftermath, okay, Austin Powers, Triple X, Barbarella, Bikini Babes or Shark Bait, Cinderella, Triple X, some cool stuff there. E.T., Girls Kick Ass, Hot Chicks, Big Fangs, No Way Out, Pornucopia, Sleeping Beauty, Spider-Man, Thor, Voracious, and X-Men. Nothing here stands out where you're like, wow. Like, when you first saw Pirates, you're like, wow, the digital effects on this are amazing. Lots of good choices, though. Sleeping Beauty, Spider-Man, Thor, Voracious, X-Men, all really good. Cinderella, really good. Austin Powers was fun. Aftermath was good. Still have to watch E.T. and Girls Kick Ass. So, like, Girls Kick Ass all of a sudden has shown up with a lot of reviews, or awards. Have to check that one out. That's it. We are running out of time. I keep these around 20 minutes so you guys don't nod off. Once again, I am Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Please leave your feedback, what you think so far. We are going to speed through these. We are also going to talk about fan voting. So if you know someone who's up for the fan voting and wants to be talked about, all they need to do is shoot over a picture, fan sign, eye candy, something that we can put along with this post, and we will talk about them a lot, encourage them to vote. We're also going to talk about a contest that will be going up in the next couple days on RogReviews.com where you get to pick the people you think are going to win. We may do a whole podcast on that contest, see if we can get some other critics and maybe some adult stars to join in the fun, pick the winners, and hopefully get some prizes donated as well. That's it. I am Roger Pipe, RogerReviews.com. Please check out the site, check out the sponsors, check out the links, and I appreciate your feedback and your support, and happy holidays.